pass is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Well, we're getting a little bit misty here inside the film room. Bo Wolf and NFL Films, Greg Cosell, ready to close out our final position of the offseason as we talk about the draft prospects. And, Greg, that means the safety position, I know.
It's tough.
This is our last time together until next year. But let's talk about the safeties, a position that really is becoming maybe one of the most difficult beyond quarterback to project in the NFL. So let's break them down into free safety types and strong safety types, even though in today's NFL you really need to be able to do both.
You really need interchangeable players, but then it depends on skill sets. And then you have to build your defense or look for players that are adaptable to your defense. And if you don't have those players, you might have to adjust your scheme.
All right, well, in the free safety type molds, the really athletic guys, it starts with Hashawn Ha-Ha Clinton Dix,
yes,
from Alabama, a player who has been linked as a possibility for the Eagles at number 22.
And I think that Clinton Dix, he plays like Earl Thomas. He's not Earl Thomas, so
right.
I want to make that clear. He doesn't move like Earl Thomas. In fact, you could argue that while Clinton Dix moves well, he's not necessarily explosive. But he does move well. He can play single high. He can play out of a two shell very effectively. He can, as we say, run the alley and come down in the run game and tackle. So there's a lot of elements to his game that you like, and he's a very good free safety, but he's not what you'd call an elite free safety prospect. He's a good free safety prospect.
And when you evaluate a player like Clinton Dix, having played for that Alabama defense, do you give him an extra boost because he played for such a good defense?
Well, everybody always says that. We've seen with Alabama corners over the years, for instance, that very often they come in the NFL,
right,
and they don't necessarily play any better than they played at Alabama. So I'm not sure how you project that. You try to look at the player's skill set and see how he projects. And Clinton Dix is in many ways a traditional free safety.
And so the flip side of that, a guy who did not play at a big SEC school, Jimmy Ward.
Yeah, Jimmy Ward played at Northern Illinois. Now, he's only 193 pounds. And even though he played a lot of safety at Northern Illinois, and he's a very fluid, smooth-moving athlete, he also played for Northern Illinois over the slot. And it would not surprise me, and I know we're discussing safeties, but this is Jimmy Ward. If Jimmy Ward ends up in the NFL transitioning as a slot corner. Now, I remember watching tape on him this past year. He lined up in the slot over Dre Archer from Kent State,
right,
a 4-3 guy. He ran with Archer with no problem at all. So I think Ward's future at 193 pounds is more than likely slot corner.
And another player who played both cornerback and safety in college, actually went to the Senior Bowl as a cornerback, but I think most people expect he'll be a senior, or a safety rather, Desmond Southward from Wisconsin.
Yeah, Desmond Southward is a very fascinating prospect. A lot of times when you look at safeties, what you want to really look at are not exclusively, but you start with four tools, Bo. Can they come down and play the run? Can they be in the box and play the run? Let's put those as one package.
Okay.
Can they tackle? Can they play the run? Can they play as a single high player? Can they play in a two-deep shell? And can they play man-to-man? Because increasingly in today's NFL, safeties have to play man-to-man. Southward is a bit of an unrefined player, not a ton of experience, but extremely athletic, and you could make the argument that in his arsenal is the ability to be a four-tool safety. And I'm going to be fascinated. He's one of the guys. Every year there's guys you watch and you think to yourself, God, this guy's an interesting player. Where is he going to get drafted? I'm going to be fascinated to see where Desmond Southward gets drafted because I think he has those tools to become a quality NFL safety.
Does Jonathan Dowling from Western Kentucky have the four tools?
He's a free. No, he's not going to play the run.
Okay.
He's not that guy. Although he's a very smooth-moving, athletic kid. He's initially from the University of Florida, big-time recruit, ended up at Western Kentucky. You can see the way he moves. He's long. He doesn't weigh a lot. He's about 6'3", 190 pounds, but that length. See, length gives you stride length, which allows you to play single high. So even if you don't run 4-3, when you're a single high safety and you have that kind of stride length, you eat up ground. Dowling is a pure free safety. you will not really line him up in the box.
How about two more players who both played on very good defenses, Ed Reynolds from Stanford and Craig Lawston from LSU?
Yeah, Reynolds, again, to me is a free, and that's what he played at Stanford. He was a guy that you're probably going to look at athletically and not see any special traits, but he did everything well. So now you have to decide, and this is always tough to do, and it's very difficult at safety. You have to decide, is sort of his lack of special athletic traits, is that going to hurt him to the point where you don't see him as a quality starter? Or is he just such a good player with his understanding, his overall movement, his recognition? Is he just a good enough player that he can be a starting safety? That's a hard call on Ed Reynolds, but he's a very solid player. When I first started watching Lawston on tape at LSU, I started last year, and he was playing with Eric Reed, who was obviously the first-round pick of the 49ers and had a very nice rookie season in the NFL. And I initially thought that Lawston's pure movement, we're not talking about whether he's a better player or not, just his pure movement was a little more explosive than Eric Reed's. Lawston is one of those guys that you watch and you watch, and for some reason I kept expecting more. I think he has the physical traits to be a good player. I don't think he always played that way, which will hurt his draft status, but I think that he does have what it takes to be a good, in some ways, multidimensional NFL safety, because he can come down and hit as well.
Another safety who's getting a little bit of buzz as the draft process goes on, Brock Vereen from Minnesota.
Yeah, Brock Vereen played many positions in Minnesota. He played corner. We talked about Dante Johnson in a previous segment, playing both safety and corner. There were games this year where Brock Vereen was a corner exclusively. There were games he was a safety exclusively. He played over the slot. So he has multiple uses in a defense. I agree with you, Bo. I think he's ultimately going to be a safety or be tried there as his initial position in the NFL. Pretty athletic kid, probably a little more straight line than laterally quick. You'd like to see a little more lateral quickness, but I think that he has a chance.
How about Florida State's Terrence Brooks?
Yeah, I like Terrence Brooks. He was one of those guys, again, doesn't weigh a lot, but a true safety, probably more of a free than anything else. He'll probably end up being that. I think he moves well. There's something about his game on film that I thought really translated well, and I really liked him.
As we talk about the Florida State defensive backs, LaMarcus Joyner is very interesting. And I think, once again, a copycat NFL league, people look for the next Honey Badger, the Tyrann Mathieu, who you can move around. And I think LaMarcus Joyner fits that mold. And maybe on a little bit lesser level, a poor man's version is Jamea Thomas from Georgia Tech.
I would agree 100%. I think that Joyner's a really good player. Again, because of his size, you can't line him up at pure corner, because he's just not going to match. You know, he's really quick, he's explosive, moves well, but you just can't match him up to 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", wideouts. It's not going to happen. So I think he does fit that versatile role. I think that the Tyrann Mathieu comparison is a valid one, and I think Jamea Thomas from Georgia Tech is another player who is very much like that. The more you watch him on film, the more you see very similar traits to a LaMarcus Joyner. Not quite as good a player as you said, but I think the traits are similar. The interesting thing is, where do those guys get drafted? I mean, Tyrann Mathieu was a third-round pick, by the way, and he was critical for that defense in Arizona. Right. And as you have said, it is a copycat league, so will people look at Mathieu and think, wow, that guy's a really valuable player in a defense. Maybe LaMarcus Joyner is a second or a third-round pick.
All right, let's talk about the strong safety types. And once again, these guys should be able to do both, but if their dominant trait is more of a strong safety, like Calvin Pryor from Louisville is the one who sort of stands atop the list.
Yeah, and he played a lot of single high safety, too, in Louisville's defense. So, well, I don't know if that's his game. I'm not sure he can run from the middle of the field to the sidelines the way you would like. He certainly can play out of a two shell. He can play on the hash and be fine. But he's a downhill player. He's almost like a missile. He will hit you. He will also tackle well. Now, there are times where he just throws his body at you where he feels he wants to do that, but he also showed the ability to break down and tackle in space pretty effectively. He's a tempo setter for a defense. He's one of those kinds of guys. He's going to be drafted higher than Jonathan Cyprian last year, but I saw similarities with Jonathan Cyprian. I thought they were very similar kinds of players.
Maybe a second-day safety is Deion Buchanan from Washington State, who Chip Kelly, certainly very familiar with Washington State. Now, he is a good tackler, but he also did have six interceptions as a senior.
See, now, I think he's a lot closer to Pryor than a lot of other people seem to, but this is my view watching the tape.
Right. That's why you're here.
In fact, I can make the argument at times that I thought Buchanan was a better player than Pryor, which I know would be a minority view, but that's the way I see it.
Sure.
Buchanan's a bigger kid. He's a longer kid. He moves a lot better than people think. See, it's very in vogue to say about safeties who are not explosive athletes, they can't play free, they can't play deep. You know, people just throw that out. Buchanan is not Jonathan Dowling, let's say, in his ease of movement,
right.
But he moves a lot better than you think. He has length. And that matters when you play the safety position. Buchanan played a ton of two-shell at Washington State. He will hit you as well. I really like Deion Buchanan.
Another player who will hit you and often played maybe as an extra linebacker in the box, Ahmad Dixon Baylor.
You know, he reminded me, for people who remember, Antonio Allen coming out of South Carolina a few years ago, who's now probably going to start at safety for the Jets. You know, he played at South Carolina, what they call their spur position, which is really a hybrid linebacker safety position. That's essentially what Ahmad Dixon played. Very explosive in a straight line. He can run and he can hit. I'd have big questions with him about his ability to play any single high safety. Don't think he can do it at this point. I don't think he can match up man-to-man on athletic tight ends. I still can always see in my mind him getting torched by Jace Amaro when they play Texas Tech. So I think Dixon's very good at what he does, but I think he would have limitations. Not going to play single high, will struggle in man-to-man.
All right, Greg, our final safety, our final player of the film
series. Where's
the drum
roll, Bo?
A mid to late round safety, a personal favorite from the Shrine game, Trey Boston from North Carolina.
Good hair, by the way.
Great. You know what? I noticed an uptick in dreads in this year's safety class, I think. I may have to study that.
I think it's worth studying, by the way. We should have done it in dreads.
You're right.
Yeah, but anyway, Trey Boston, to me, is very athletic kid, overlooked a little bit. Again, I don't know if he'll be overlooked when the draft comes. I don't know where he'll be drafted, but he's not being talked about a lot. I think he plays downhill really well. He's an aggressive player. Guys who play downhill in college, they often don't break down as well as you'd ultimately like. I think at times he struggles with that. Well, that can probably be taught because he's an athletic kid. He can run a little bit. I think, if memory serves me correctly, his 40 time was pretty good. So I think he does have four tool traits. Another player I'm going to be very anxious to see where he's drafted. He's a far more versatile player than Ahmad Dixon. He can do a lot more for you. So I think just that way he's probably a better prospect than a guy like Ahmad Dixon.
All right. Well, luckily, we and Eagles fans will get to watch you watching these guys get drafted. Eagles Draft Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. You'll be joining us for that. And we've got plenty more coming your way on PhiladelphiaEagles.com for this year's NFL Draft. That wraps up the Film Room Series. For Greg Cosell, I'm Bo Wolf. Thanks for watching.
They could use an interception. They could use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has